Good morning, you're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Nashville at the Gaylord Resort. I'm at the Total Solutions meeting with Rick Church, the executive director of the Ceramic Tile Distribution Association. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be with you. You're kind of the quarterback on this meeting. I know it's a meeting of several groups together, but you helped and pull it together. This is actually meeting number 10 for the Total Solutions, right?
That's right. We're really excited to be celebrating our 10th year.
How did this come about?
The four organizations that put on TSP about 11 or 12 years ago were each doing their own annual conferences. And we all got together, we were doing the same things, having a lot of the same speakers. And we said, hey, we're repeating a lot of things, and that's kind of silly. Let's get together and do this. And so TSP was born, and it's been really successful. It's grown from a little over 200 attendees at the very first TSP to well over 600 at this one.
Mm-hmm. And you do a good job of moving them around, because this meeting in Nashville, and then next year it's in California, right?
Yeah, that's right. We try to move to different areas of the country. We certainly have a lot of the same types of attendees that attend, but we get new attendees from each new area of the country that we go to.
And some of the topics and awards that you'll be covering here?
Yeah, so many of the associations give annual awards here, and we'll have awards at today's lunch and tomorrow's lunch. TCAA and NTCA will each give their sort of annual awards. Mm-hmm. This year, CTDA is not giving an award, and TCNA will recognize a couple of folks as well. And really, the meat of this is the leadership programming, right? So we have keynote speakers each morning and then breakout sessions on a variety of different topics, mostly business and all tile related.
I always laugh at the ceramic tile industry has all these acronyms. This is the distributor organization, it's the contractors association, and actually there's two. There's one that's union and one that's non-union. And there's the education arm of this, and then there's the trade association arm of this. Is that right?
Yeah, you've got it. Yeah.
Probably some of the biggest interesting news this year in the flooring business has been this recent announcement that tile coming out of China is going to have 104% duty attached to it, and it's basically going to shut that market down, isn't it?
It really is. It's been an interesting year for sure from that standpoint, from a trade standpoint in general, and the importing of Chinese tile is certainly going to take a major hit.
Your focus is distribution. How's that going to affect your members?
Sure. So distributors, of course, have been for years bringing tile in from other countries because the producers in the U.S. couldn't support the entire market. So obviously China is a country where a lot of tile has been brought in, but there are many other countries that are producing tile. I mean, Italy and Spain have long been producers of tile. There'll be other countries, certainly Brazil, Turkey, although that may have some of its own challenges right now, and many other countries. So, you know, it won't hurt the U.S. market here in terms of purchasing tile and distributing tile.
Well, and hopefully, from what I hear, U.S. manufacturers have only been running at about 80% capacity. So perhaps we'll have more USA production now, would you say?
I think you'll find that we have had a lot of U.S. production come on in the last few years. So there's been some growth in that area for sure. And that certainly ought to be able to pick up some of that slack.
And also, one of the big news items this year is the success and growth of the LVT business. You know, that's been positioned as a waterproof floor, which, you know, up until now or up until a few years ago, if you're going to put in a floor for a kitchen or a bath, it was usually a tile floor. So it's impacted the tile market. Tell me kind of what's the current state of all that.
So for sure, the LVT market has impacted the tile market for a number of reasons, maybe one of the key ones being what you just mentioned. And I think you'll see here at this event, there's going to be a session that will be unveiling some key research about just that, waterproof claims and other claims that may not be as true as we all think. Mm-hmm. And so while it may have had an impact on ceramic tile, we think that you know, ceramic tile is going to, in the end, win out in those kinds of applications.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, too, that ceramic tile has been around for a long time. So one of the foundations is it's super heated fired dirt, basically. And after you've heated it at that temperature, it's basically inorganic. It's hard and durable, lasts a long time. I guess one of the big issues is probably the expense to put it in, right?
For sure. Installation is probably the biggest challenge that the ceramic tile industry has, not only because it's quote-unquote expensive to put in, but also because the number of qualified installers in the U.S. is quite low, right? So we've been trying to grow that qualified installer market to help the tile industry.
So one last question is about the evolution of distribution. Do you feel like, as you look at this, that you have to be big to survive?
It's a great question. And I think there are probably a lot of distributors right now that feel like you have to be big to survive, but really not true. We're seeing certainly getting big is important, and the big people are going to survive, at least some of them, but also specialty, unique, niched kind of distributors, there's a place for them. And especially in the ceramic tile and stone market, there's a significant place for them.
But you feel like there's always going to be a place for distribution, don't you?
For sure. I represent the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association, so I guess you'd think I'd have to say yes to that. But absolutely, and it's because there's a level of service and expertise and knowledge that distributors provide to their customers that they can't get anywhere else. And as long as that's the case, there'll be a need for distributors.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks for spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Rick Church, Executive Director of the Ceramic Tile Distribution Association, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.